We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Buffalo's Insider, our weekly podcast at CUBus.com. I'm voice of the bus, Mark Johnson. On the road with the Colorado basketball team, Bus coming off a painful loss last night at Washington State. My partner, Scott Wilkie, joining us here for a couple of minutes. Tad said after the ball game, he thinks back to San Diego. He thinks back to Colorado State as this being the worst loss of the season along with those two. I quite frankly, under the circumstances, I kind of wonder if this isn't the worst loss we've seen from the Buffaloes all year long.
Yeah, I'd have to agree, Mark, especially since they had the game really in hand throughout the second half. And it was really their own undoing, which is the ones that hurt the most, I think, when you really look back and kind of know that it was your own fault that you lost the game.
You said something after the ball game I think kind of stuck with me. You said there are games where you feel like the opposition beat you, and then there are games where you feel like you beat yourself. What Colorado did last night in that ball game at Pullman, it wasn't so much the Cougars, what they're doing at all.
Not at all. I mean, Malachi Flynn did have a good second half, but even that was partly the Buffs' fault, I think. And offensively, the Buffs really let themselves down, losing the balls, making bad decisions. And those are the ones that really stick with you as players and fans and everybody that's involved in the program, because you just really felt that that game should have been won.
There's a couple of things in this one. Buffaloes did rebound relatively well. They were plus six in the ball game. 15 turnovers, though. And, you know, you're talking in football about there are turnovers and bad turnovers. I think that's very true in basketball as well. Wazoo had 18 points off turnovers, and the Buffs came up 11 offensive rebounds. They had some empty possessions. They'd get stops on the defensive end, give up an offensive rebound, there'd be another score, have an empty possession. And so a lot of times circumstance are also, I think, a big part of what we're talking about, the negative aspect of turnovers. It just seemed like when they had a turnover, it was a bad turnover last night.
Yeah, and some of those led to runouts or offensive fast break situations for Washington State. And when you lose fast break points by 10, that's a huge difference in a close game like last night. And, you know, there were a lot of things that the Buffs could have done, little things to really stretch out a lead. They had 5-point lead, 7-point lead, and it really felt like Washington State was ready to be blown out of the game. Mm-hmm. And Colorado just let them hang around. And, you know, I don't want to be too negative here, but, gosh, it's just really a game. You just feel over and over like Colorado should have won.
I'm just sitting here looking at the stat page. The Buffaloes led that game for 25 minutes and 59 seconds. It was tied for 3 minutes and 23 seconds. So you're looking at about almost 30 minutes of that ball game. The Buffs were tied or had the lead in this contest.
Yeah, and you know, all they needed to do was a couple little things. You know, they still had chances to win at the end, even saying all this. And you know, they had shots at the end. They didn't hit shots. They had a couple of turnovers late in the ball game. And the only thing positive I'd say now is 24, 48 hours later, they're going to play again, and they can get that out of their system. But this is something that's probably going to keep guys up late tonight, during the night, those types of losses.
You know, one other thing I'll point to here, and the defense was not great against Washington State, but I almost wondered, just kind of glancing over the stat page here, this was a Wazoo team that was allowing the opposition to Pac-12 games to shoot 51%. The Buffs didn't get 40% in that ball game. Was this more of a defensive breakdown or an offensive breakdown, do you think?
I really feel like offense. Personally, I think offense really let them down more because they still held them to, you know, a low enough score. They made them shoot poorly enough to win that ball game. And the 15 turnovers come back to me again, Mark, because I would say only about 5 of those were really, really good defense. And sometimes defense does create turnovers, but 8 to 10 of those were just bad turnovers on the Buffs' part. So I think it was the offense that was the major culprit against Washington State.
Well, let's end the conversation. We're going to hear from Tad Boyle, by the way, coming up here at our postgame conversation last night in Pullman, Washington, and he was an unhappy head coach, as you might expect. A couple of guys, though, a couple of youngsters. We've become accustomed to McKinley Wright being solid game in and game out. 16 points, 7 rebounds, 3 offensive rebounds. He had 6 assists, only 1 turnover, a block, and a steal in 33 minutes of action.
Can't ask much more for that than your freshman point guard. I mean, he played solid. The only tough part was Malachi Flynn got going crazy, but that was more of a team defensive thing, I think. And, you know, George King came up with 11 rebounds. He was kind of flying around like I like to see him do. So he did his thing on the boards as well.
How about Dallas Walton, though? Big D, 4 of 6 shooting, 8 of 8 from the foul line, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 2 offensive. He had a couple of blocks and 28 minutes of action.
Yeah, and what we saw, Mark, was Rim calling for the ball, aggressively wanting the ball, and he got his teammates to really start looking and going to him, which we haven't seen that from him. So I really like where he's headed, gaining confidence and feeling like he can take over a game, and he did for about a 6-minute stretch.
One thing about this team we've seen, I think you mentioned late in our radio broadcast on Colorado Basketball Network last night, it has been a team of inconsistency. You get 2 or 3 pretty solid games, and we've seen that here recently, and then a stinker seems to roll in, and that's kind of what we saw last night.
Yeah, it's kind of been a pattern this year. They have three or four good ball games, and then they have a game where they really just play bad basketball, and the pattern repeats itself. They get better. They have a couple game stretch again where they win a couple games, they play better, and then they have a bad game again. And you say, well, that's young players and, you know, those kinds of things. But I think it's more than that. I think I've said this before, it's kind of a maturity. You have to be ready to play, focused, physically, all those things that you do before games to be ready to go. And sometimes, like we saw last night, some guys were not ready to play last night for whatever reason. They were not ready to go and to perform the capabilities.
Yeah, there was some bad body language, if you will, on the court. We talked about that throughout the broadcast. What this does is, as we look down the stretch of the season here, and you thought, well, okay, if they can hold serve at home, certainly great challenges with USC and UCLA coming in next week, but you get a split on the road. This was the most obvious of the two ball games this week, and of course they wrap up with a game on the road against Utah. What the Buffs have done here is made this very tough on themselves.
Yeah, mathematically it makes it much more difficult now to achieve certain things. But, you know, some people have talked to me throughout this season. They always bring up the NCAA tournament. And I don't know if that was a fair expectation for them to make that this year. I know the players will still want to, and that's been a goal. But I don't know if that was really an achievable goal, really, when you have this many young players, injuries that have occurred. I think that if they finish over 500 and Pac-12 play, that's a pretty good start for a young team, and then they can grow from there. But crazier things have happened. We know that crazy things can happen still, and the way the league's all bunched together, who knows still.
That's Buffs great Scott Wilkie, my partner in the Colorado Basketball Network. Again, our broadcast at Washington coming up at 6 o'clock Mountain Time on Saturday. Our coverage gets underway at 5:30. Last night, though, not a lot of fun. Buffs let one get away. We're sitting there on a gold platter for them, and they fall in Washington State 73-69. Head coach Ted Boyle joined us after the ball game. He boiled this contest down to one word.
Pathetic is the only thing I can come up with, Mark. I mean, just an absolutely pathetic effort on our part. We didn't have many players play well, and holy cow, we couldn't get a stop. Yep. I mean, it's a helpless feeling when you're sitting on that sideline and they're just scoring or getting fouled every single time. I think the last 15 possessions we got 3 stops. We had our chances to win this game. We had our chances, and look, we weren't very good offensively. Obviously, 15 turnovers. I mean, oh my goodness. But this is one you second guess yourself as a coach, who you're playing, how much you're playing them. You know, you go with the guys that have kind of produced for you, and they don't produce, so this is a second guessing game for me and for our staff. But our defense wasn't good enough in the second half. And when we did get stops, we couldn't finish it with rebounds. I mean, it's the same old stuff, you know, taking care of the ball. And, you know, we just it's really – this is disappointing because this was a winnable game, a game we should have won, we could have won, but we didn't win. And before this game, okay, in our scouting report – you and I talked about this in pregame.
Right.
I said, why has this team been able the last 3 games to really – Well, so they come out and they've really executed the game plan, and they've listened to the scouting report. Well, Coach Greer, the first thing he said before this game was, guys, last Wednesday against Cal, we dodged a bullet. Now, we're going to find out on Thursday, here it is a week and a day later, did we learn anything from that experience?
Right.
The answer is absolutely not. Yep. We learned absolutely nothing from that experience. That's what's frustrating. And it's not about seniors. It's not about freshmen. It's about the fact that we didn't learn from that experience at Cal. If you don't show up mentally ready, emotionally ready, we're not going to use any excuses.
Well, it's interesting you say that because there was a couple of times during the broadcast I made a comment about body language.
Yeah, body. Oh, my God. Guys are feeling sorry for themselves.
Yes.
Like, oh,
yes.
My gosh. Like, oh, Mom, turned it over. Oh, I missed a shot. Oh, I didn't. Nobody cares.
Right.
Nobody cares. So we've got to take it upon ourselves, and we didn't do that tonight. This is on me. This is on everybody that's a part of Buff basketball. This loss is on us. Okay. Now, congratulations to Washington State.
Sure.
Malachi Flynn was phenomenal tonight. We did a great job on him in Boulder, had no answer for him in the second half. Zero answer. And, they're running flex and elbow ball screens. I mean,
basic stuff.
Basic stuff. It's not like this was a scheme that, oh, my gosh, we had never seen this before. We didn't execute. We didn't play with effort, energy, and toughness. That's what we did against Utah. That's what we did against Stanford. We didn't against Cal,
right,
and dodged a bullet. We didn't tonight. We didn't dodge this bullet.
You mentioned the 15 turnovers, and you couple that with the 12 offensive rebounds. And, the empty possessions coupled up with those two other numbers, that pretty much spells it out.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not – this isn't rocket science. But, boy, was this frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to – there's no excuses. This was just an absolute awful performance. And I'm the head coach,
right?
So I take this upon myself, and I told our players in the locker room, I wish we were busing to Seattle tonight. That's what we deserve.
Yeah,
we deserve to bus 7 hours to Seattle, but we're not. We're going to get on a charter plane and go to Seattle and get some rest, get up and practice tomorrow to try to beat Washington. But we don't deserve that.
Right.
We deserve a bus ride, through the mountains, legs cramping up. And somebody can maybe think about what just happened over the last 2.5 hours. But that's not going to happen, so I got to figure it out and get these guys ready for Saturday.
Well, we appreciate the time, Coach.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well,
that'll do it for Buffs Insider this week. I'm Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night, Saturday night, in Seattle. The Buffaloes will look to bounce back from this tough loss at Washington State as they'll take on the Huskies of Washington, who got knocked off, by the way, on Thursday night by 12 by visiting Utah. Our coverage gets underway at 5:30 Mountain Time with Buffs Warm-Up presented by Safeway, followed by the tip-off at 6 between Colorado and the University of Washington. For my partner, Scott Wilkie, I'm Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Thanks for joining us this week on the Buffs Insider.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.